You know, it's funny. There are some famous arenas that were famous back in the day that, because of progress, are no longer around. In Philly, it would be the old Spectrum. Now, if that building could have talked, all the history wrestling-wise that it's seen. Now they got another building up that has changed names every couple of years. You had the Greensboro Coliseum. You had the Mid-South Coliseum, which I think is still up. And just recently, on the 1st of June, they had a show called Farewell to the Nashville Fairgrounds, because the fairgrounds are going to be torn down because a new sporting team is going to be headed to Nashville. And Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore had a show at that arena, at that site. And the tag team match was interesting because it was the present versus the past. And if this is, there was a DVD of this, it would be interesting to see this. But it was Christopher Daniels and Kazarian, who work for AEW, taking on the Rock and Roll Express. That's right, I said the Rock and Roll Express. So basically you have the Rock and Roll Express still working, still wrestling occasionally now. Ricky, I think, owns his own wrestling school. And of course you have Kazarian and Daniels, who have years of experience, and they actually called Tommy Dreamer and asked Tommy, they would work for free if they got a chance to wrestle the Rock and Roll Express at least one time. Now that tells you something, that there are a lot of people now in the wrestling business that respect the people that paved the way for them. Unlike people that work for WWE, who only respect one thing, and that's money, or kissing the boss's butt, or kissing the boss's son's butt. There's been a lot of speculation recently as to who the guest referee might be for Sunday between Seth Rollins and Baron Corbin. It could be Brock Lesnar. Then the recent rumor I heard is, for the first time, there could be a guest referee who is really close to Seth Rollins, his girlfriend, Becky Lynch.